Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Japan Top 10. Welcome to Japan Top 10. I am your host, Kirby.
And I'm Haru.
Happy July, everyone. For this episode, we have uplifting and sometimes heartfelt songs from your favorite artists. This is episode 384. Our 2021 annual listener survey is out. Give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we can give you a chance to win $100 gift card to a retailer of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtop10.jp. hailey@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. All right, now let's get into the countdown. At number 10, we have new song. This is One Last Kiss by Hikaru Utada.
Number 10.
初めてのルーブルはなんてことはなかったわ。私だけのモナリザ、もうとっくに出会ってたかった。初めてあなたを見た、あの日動き出した車、止められない喪失の予感。
私の心のプロジェクター、寂しくないふりしてた。まあそんなのお互い様が誰かを求めることは、すなわち傷つくことだった。
ていた風の跡を追いかけた眩しい心。
One Last Kiss is the first Japanese language extended play by Japanese American singer and songwriter Hikaru Utada. It was released in the US on March 9, 2021. The song was released for promotion of the Japanese animated film Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0, Thrice Upon a Time. The music video of the song was directed by Neon Genesis Evangelion director Hideaki Anno, giving a glimpse of Utada's personal life in the United Kingdom.
At number 9, we have Nanairo from Bump Up Chicken.
Number 9.
信じたよ、きちんと前に進んでるって。よく晴れた朝には時々一人ぼっちにされちゃうから、やじろべみたいな正しさと今この景色の全てが笑ってくれるわけじゃないけど、それってもういい、これは僕の旅、雨のことなんか覚えていないような、お日様を夕暮れできた水たまりが映して、キラキラキラキラ息をしてる。高く遠く広すぎる空の下、おはよう僕は昨日からやってきたよ。
Bump Up Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock band most well known for their popular songs from anime and video games. The list includes Pokemon, Tales of the Abyss, One Piece, March Comes the Lion, Grand Blue Fantasy, Karakuri Circus, and much more. The song Nanairo goes over the topic of growing yourself to be with someone you couldn't be with. Since 1994, the band has built their legacy as one of the strongest Japanese artists currently.
At number 8, we have another new song. This is Shake and Shake by Sumika.
Number 8.
Formed as an indie rock band in 2013 before being signed to a major label in 2018. The band's music has also been featured in the anime series Otakoi, Love is Hard for Otaku, Mix, Meisei Story, the anime film I Want to Eat Your Pancreas and My Hero Academia. Shake and Shake is the sixth single by Sumika. It was released on June 2nd, 2021. The song is used as the opening theme for the 2021 anime Pretty Boy Detective Club or 美少年探偵団.
At number 7, we have another new song. It's もう少しだけ, Just a Little More from YOASOBI.
Number 7.
もう少しだけ、もう少しだけ踏み出せたのなら、そう小さな優しさを分け合えたのなら、ありふれた一日が素敵な日になってゆく。ほら、そうやって何度でも喜びは巡る。私の優しさに変わったんだ。ほら喜びは巡る。もう少しだけ、もう少しだけ踏み出せたことが、もう少しだけ、ほんの少しだけ優しくなれたことが、ありふれた一日を特別な一日にほら変えてくれたんだ。きっと今日もあなたから私へと
Just a Little More or Mou Sukoshi Dake is a song recorded by Japanese duo YOASOBI. It was released as a standalone digital single on May 10, 2021. The song was written by Ayase, one of the two members of the group. The song was featured as the theme song for Fuji TV's morning news Mezamashi TV and based on a short story Meguru written by Chiharu. The song has a refreshing light melody and tempo, a piano pop.The lyrics describe giving the courage to take just a little more at the beginning of each person's day.
Okay. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. At number 6, we have another new song. This is Cry Baby by Official Hige Dandism.
Number 6.
Is the fifth digital single by Official Hige Dandism and is the official opening for the 2021 anime Tokyo Revengers. Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 and consists of the four original members Satoshi Fujihara, Daisuke Ozasa, Makoto Narasaki, and Masaki Matsuura. Official Hige Dandism was set to perform at Kia Arena MM in Yokohama on June 23rd and 24th. The show is titled Official Hige Dandism Road to One Man Tour 2021 to 2022, which is a tentative title, and it served as a lead up to their upcoming 46 show tour. One Man Tour 2021 to 2022, which begins September 2021 and will take place at 16 cities throughout Japan. The tour is also set to be streamed live in some capacity, but details for what will be released at a later date.
At number 5, going down 4 spots, we have Pale Blue from Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 5.
これでさよならあなたのことが何よりも大切でした望み通りの終わりじゃなかったあなたはどうですか友達にすら戻れないから私空を見ていました最後暗いまた春めくような綺麗ださよならしましょうそれは水もやらず枯れたエーデルワイスクローズミー「あなたが見据えた未来に私もいたい」「鼻先が触れるくらいにあなたを見つめたい」「張り裂けるほどの痛みを叫びたいのに」「私あなたに恋をした」「あなたはと一緒にずっと」していた晴れた日の朝あなたのことがどこまでも大切でした言えないでいたことばかわし合った笑えるくらいをそれはひどく竹の触れた後口中を連れて行くボタンの穴こんなちぐはぐな舞台はもう閉めたいなのにエピラクのセリフが言えなくなったねあなたを見つめてたあなたに恋はした苦しさと一緒にずっとずっとずっとあなたの胸その胸の中強く引き合う引力でありふれていた
save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Kenshi Yonezu currently writes and composes all of his music, which has gained him a lot of fame in the Japanese music industry. Kenshi originally made songs using the Vocaloid Hatsune Miku software, but released his first independent album, Diorama, showing his own voice. He's worked with Fortnite Battle Royale, the 2020 Summer Olympics, and many large organizations. Kenshi has worked on many illustrations as well, illustrating all of Nico Nico Doga's early videos. He is truly a cross-medium artist.
At number 4, moving up one spot, this is Kaito or Phantom Thief by Back Number.
Number 4.
じゃあちょっと目を閉じて僕の腕に捕まっておいてよ君の笑顔盗むやつから君を盗むのさ物語の名前は伏せたまま始めよう連れ去ってと合図をくれたらここから君を奪って夜空を抜けて宝石みたいな街を飛び越えて君が想像したことないくらい眩しい世界を見せてあげるそのまま海を渡って遥か風に乗って虹を蹴散らして空にばらまいて君は今日も明日も君がいれば僕に不可能なんかない もう行かなきゃなんてガラスの靴で月にでも帰るの君がどう否定したって素敵なままだよ君と出会えた僕と出会えなかった先の僕を比べて論文にしたいとこだけど君の細胞全部の尊さはきっと伝えられやしない君自身に君を僕が証明するよこれから君を奪って夜空を抜けて宝石みたいな街を飛び越えて君が想像したことないくらい眩しい世界を見せてあげるそのまま海を渡って遥か風に乗って虹を蹴散らして空にばらまいて君は今日も明日も君のままでいていいんだよ君がいれば僕に不可能なんかないない
A Japanese rock trio formed in 2004, the band consists of Iori Shimizu as a lead vocalist and guitarist, Kazuya Kojima as a bass guitarist and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara as a drummer. The biggest hit from the group has been Christmas Song, hitting at number one in Japan for over 3 weeks. Their first mini album was released titled Mist Fish, February 18, 2009. Back Number recently worked with BTS on their new song, Film Out as a music producer.
At number 3, we have Fushigi or Strange from Gen Hoshino.
Number 3.
Kimi to deatta kono mitsu no naka de te o tsunaita ra hiki o shite ita tada so motta
See you.
Ken Hoshino has been nominated for over 60 awards and has won over 50 awards. The list includes CD Shop Grand Prix, Japan Gold Disc Awards, Best 5 Albums, Space Shower Awards, Best Influential Artist, and more. His awards include areas such as TV drama and has become an extremely influential artist for all aspects of art in Japan. Recently, he married Yui Aragaki, his co-star in the show The Full-Time Wife Escapist, a show about Mikuri Moriyama falling in love with her partner Hiramasa Tsuzaki after they married due to economic reasons. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Want to join our team? We've got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out website at jtop10.jp/join for details. At number 2, moving up 4 spots, this is Kirari by Fujii Kaze.
Number 2.
Arekuru kisetsu no naka o futari wa hitori kiri sarari ake yuku yuhi no naka o konya mo hiru sagari sarari dore hodo kuchi hate o oto saigo ni warai tai
Thank you.
Fujikaze's first studio album, Help Ever, Heart Never, was released on May 20, 2020. It hit at number 2 on the Japan Oricon charts. Kaze had released previously singles in 2019, including Nan Nan and Moe wa. Kaze has been releasing music from his YouTube channel since he was 12 years old, which has totaled over 30 million views.
For our number one song, moving up three spots, from Aimyon, we have Ai wo shiru made wa, or Until You Know Love.
Number one.
いざ手のなる方へと導いたのは誰でもない自分自身なのに自信がないよ笑っちゃうなもたついている空気が抜けたままの体走れど走れど続く人生という名の死ぬまでのエピソード
「心を今」
Until You Know Love is the 11th single by Japanese singer-songwriter Aimeon. She has won almost every award she's been nominated for big awards including Best Video of the Year 2020 in MTV VMAJ for her video Naked Heart and Artist of the Year 2019 in Billboard Japan Music Awards. Her most recent album, Heard That There's Good Pasta, was released on September 9th, 2020 and sold over 270,000 copies. Aimeon wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, released on February 4th, 2015.
And that's it for today's countdown, but we have some extra songs. This is an indie spotlight, Nante Yuben na Mayuge by Kui Kui from 2020.
Yeah.
Maki Enoshima as a guitarist, Ayumi Bambi as a vocalist and bassist, Arie Gaga, who is a vocalist and keyboardist, and Rui Suiru as a drummer, formed Kyui Kyui in 2017. They performed their first live at the Tokyo Shimokitazawa Club, Q, and released their first album, Heisei Period, in November 2018. The album was made up of remastered songs and previously unreleased track, Sayonara Shinke, written on March 1st, 2020, Nante Yuben na Mayuge, was released as a single in September 2020.
And that's it for this episode. Cassie and Lydia will join you in a week from now to talk about Japanese sports on our latest Cultures episode as a way to celebrate the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. And that's the end of our Japan Top 10 episode. This has been your host Kirby.
And Haru.
Hope you guys stay safe and see you in our next episode of Japan Top 10. Bye!
Sayonara!
Japan Top 10.